I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. Today we're here with features editor Christina Dorsey, Christy, who has become quite prolific writing about Hallmark and Lifetime movies being filmed in our region. Christy, can you give us a little history on when you started covering these movies?
Gosh, that's a good question. I can't remember when I started covering these movies. I started, the company that does it, I'll start there. It's co-founded by Andrew Gernhardt, who grew up in Norwich and lives in Gales Ferry now. And he started, let's see, the company started in 2004. The first time I covered their movie was 10 years ago. And it was when they were doing zombie movies, so which I love, because how different can you get from Hallmark movies and zombie movies? But they filmed it in Norwich, and that's how they started. And eventually, they sort of what becomes in popular, what companies want you to do, right? So they started doing these Hallmark movies. I'm not sure if the first one was the Wally Lamb. They did Wishin' and Hopin'. And created a movie version of his novella. And of course, Wally Lamb is Norwich boy, and taught at NFA, which is how he and Andrew knew each other, because Andrew was a student there. So that was a big production, and I think that really got the notice of channels like Hallmark and Lifetime involved.
Wow, okay. And now it seems like they are cranking out these movies, yes. Multiple movies a year. Can you talk about some of the movies that you've written about in the last couple of years that were both Hallmark, I think, and Lifetime?
Yes, let's see. So they have one coming up that they just finished filming in New London, and that's going to be on Hallmark in December. And that was Sugar Plum Twist. And let's see, what else did they do? They've done so many. Holiday for Heroes that they filmed a couple years ago. In the borough.
That would be Stonington Borough.
Yes, I'm sorry, Stonington Borough, right? So they've just done a lot of different ones over the course of the past few years here.
So Sugar Plum Twist was filming at and outside the Guard Arts Center.
Right.
Can you take us there a little bit on set and tell us what that was like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always fun. Just to see, first of all, how many people are involved and how many different things have to work for it to, we sort of think, oh, you point a camera at it and there you go. But there's so many different things with lighting and sound. I was, chit-chatting with the stand-ins and the costume guy, and you just kind of realize everything that goes into, and just setting up a simple shot, like watching the lead actress walk in, took a lot of setups for that. So that's kind of interesting. It reminded me of, not on set, but it was outside when Meryl Streep was filming Hope Springs in Stonington Borough, and she and Tommy Lee Jones were just walking down the street, having a conversation. We couldn't hear, we were like behind the barricades, but they walked down the street, stop, turn around, walk down the street, stop, turn, and that's the other thing about movies is it's just so, there's so much that goes into it, and to get one scene, so many times they have to run through it. So
wow.
It's kind of interesting.
So many takes.
Yeah.
So I guess I could watch those two walk down the street.
Exactly. I want to show what they were saying. That's
times.
What I wish.
Yeah. By the way, Hope Springs, was that a Hallmark or?
Oh,
or,
no.
No,
that was a big feature film.
That was a
yeah.
big film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the next question, of course, is have you seen celebrities on these sets? And, what's that like?
There are celebrities, but, it's not like Meryl Streep. It's, probably more TV that are more accessible, or people think they're more accessible. Like Chad Michael Murray was on one that was filmed in Noank, and that was actually fun. That was, gosh, when was that? Was that this April? But they did, they had this whole carnival created down in Noank. It was just fabulous, all these extras and people walking by, and so that was fun.
That was Sand Dollar Cove.
Yes, that's right.
I loved your story about that,
yeah.
Which is available, by the way, on theday.com. Mm-hmm. And that one was interesting because it had a plot that sort of mirrored a situation that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It had some sort of, resonance here.
About right with the pier and everything. Yeah, and wanting to development and everything like that. Right. Yeah.
And so, is there a lot of work to make for these Hallmark Christmas movies to make it look like December in the middle of October?
Oh, yeah.
And what's that like?
I mean, I think they have it down to a science by now because they do it so much. But yeah, you can see, you know, the little snow that they put up, and it's fun to go in to see like the Christmas decorations in July, and everybody's all wrapped up in their winter coats and scarves. And so, yeah, they go the whole nine yards.
So Hallmark, which I confess to sometimes turning on because, you know, it's a great escape. Their
mm-hmm.
movies are in Lifetime, too.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have Christmas in July, and then they wind up for the real Christmas starting in, I think they're already showing the new Christmas films.
Probably.
I mean, are they becoming a year-round enterprise now?
I'm sure they are. I mean, they do. They talk about a well-oiled machine. I mean, they are really, they have so many different movies that they're doing, and they've become a huge, you know, entertainment production. Yeah.
And is there a way that the public can get involved with these films?
They do often put out calls for extras. Yeah.
What's that like? Do you, you know, a lot of waiting around and then?
Yeah, you have to be prepared for that. Yeah, because when I interviewed somebody at Sand Dollar Coval, a few people actually, and they were talking about, I mean, they were there just all day. And fortunately, it was, you know, it was a little chilly, but it was in general a nice day. And they were happy to be there. They were chatting with each other. And, you know, that I think that was part of the fun for them, too. It was very much an event.
So what I remember from your story also is our photograph of a carnival scene and a giant Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That was all there was no carnival.
There was no carnival. That was all the production company. Yeah.
That was where extras would get involved. A big scene like that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Can
yep.
you think of any other scenes involving many people where extras were called
they
in
had,
to these films?
Yeah, Holiday for Heroes, they had a big party scene inside the Red Barn at Mitchell College. So that was, there were a lot of extras for that one. I wasn't on scene for that one. I went the next day, which it was just sort of the actors involved. But yeah, there's a, I don't know if I can say this, but I will. But I think usually in any production, they have some big scenes that they need extras for. It seems like that's the case.
And have you been to Norwich City Hall for some of the filming there? It's just this fabulous looking building.
And that gets used a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, too, that's sort of interesting when you see these movies. I mean, it's, you know, obviously the plot, too, but it's fun just to sort of, where's Waldo? Like, where's that scene from? Where's that filmed?
So just before we conclude here, let's talk about the plot, Christy. Is it, you know, never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. Is the plot predictable in one of these films?
I think that's part of what people like about it. I mean, not necessarily the plot is totally predictable, but you know there's going to be a happy ending. You don't have to worry about, you know, something tragic happening, or if it is, it's, you know, in the past. And so I think that's what people love about it. It's heartwarming. It's uplifting. I think that's what a huge appeal of it is.
And do you think there's any certain age or demographic that is particularly devoted to these type of movies?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I have a feeling that it goes across the board, you know, because I've heard, you know, some young people talking about them. And all age ranges. So I have a feeling, especially because they're so popular, they must draw a whole bunch of demographics, right, to be that popular.
So anything else we need to know from an insider to these movie sets and producers?
I don't think so. Just that it's fun. And the fact that we have all these movies being made here is pretty amazing and pretty unusual. We're very lucky, you know, thanks to Andrew Bernhard, basically. You know, he started this company and he grew up here and he lives here and he has used this area for so many productions. It's we're very lucky.
Very cool. So watch out for our area in upcoming ongoing productions for Hallmark and Lifetime. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.